There is something in the atmosphere that's about to be released. But it's only for a certain type of person. It's only for those whose hearts is open. For those who is receptive towards the word of God, wants to hear. There's a revelation. The keys are busy turning and the doors of revelation are being opened even as I'm speaking now. And there's a word that's about to be released that will change your life. Let's start. I'm going to be speaking on the topic of Iskus power. And you can put on the board for me Ephesians 1 verse 19. Ephesians 1 verse 19, King James Version, please. Thank you. And it says there, written in the Word of God, it says that, and it's Paul asking a question, and he asks, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us word who believe? According to the working of His mighty power. This is a very powerful scripture, but it took me some time sitting and reading it over and over and over again before it became revelation to me. Now, this is a very good scripture because it touches on three of the powers that we've already, well, one we haven't discussed yet, we will discuss this next week Sunday. And it says, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power, His dunamis, that power dunamis, to us word who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, Iskus Kratos. Amen. Say with me, Iskus. Say it again, Iskus. Now, the word mighty here is the word Iskus, the word mighty. And if you couple it with according to the working of His power, His mighty power, it speaks, it's the Greek word energeia. It speaks of efficiency, it speaks of energy, and it speaks of efficient ability. Amen. Now, it is important to remember that efficiency and effectiveness is not the same thing. Now, I can go into great scientific descriptions of what efficiency means, but I'm going to keep it plain and simple. The plain and simple description of efficiency means that you do things great. Efficiency means that you do things great. Amen? Effectiveness means that you do the right things. Amen? That you do things right or that you do the right things. Who knows that you can do the right things, but you can do it wrong? Amen? You can do the right things, but you can do it wrong. You're not efficient in that. Okay, so you can be wrong in effectiveness, but you cannot be wrong in efficiency. Okay? Amen? So, Iskus is the efficiency. It is the power of efficiency. Iskus is the power of efficiency. Amen? Iskus keeps all the other dimensions of power. It's efficiency. Amen. It makes the execution of power consistent. It makes the execution of power consistent. How many times have you prayed and commanded things in the name of Jesus and then bam, it just happens immediately. Amen. Like immediately. Pray for financial breakthrough, you pray for health, or for whatever breakthrough, you pray it in the name of Jesus and like immediately it happens. Yet other times, when you pray in the name of Jesus, when you command these things, they just do not happen. Why is there no consistency? Why does it not work every single time? How can it be that sometimes I command things in the name of Jesus and they happen and then other times they don't? Even though it's written in the Word of God, and I'm going to be touching on two scriptures here quickly, although the Word of God is filled with many such scriptures, and the one that I want to put on the board tonight is John 14, verse 13 and 14. John 14, verse 13 and 14. A And it says there, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, in whose name? In the name of? That will I do. Will I do it maybe? That will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. There is no room for mistake or for error or for failure. Amen. The next scripture that I'm going to put on, and this is a scripture that I've quoted many times before. It's Mark 16, verse 15 to 18. And many might know this scripture. I want to encourage every person sitting here tonight to get into the Word of God. I cannot stress the point enough. There's a reason why I hammer on getting into the Word of God. Amen. Through the Word of God, you get intimate with God. Many read it from a wrong mindset, from a wrong standpoint. They read the Word of God like a novel, like a storybook. The Word of God is your will and your testament. Amen. I'm going to be blunt tonight, and I hope that I'm not offending someone, but when someone dies, a will and a testament is written up. And when you go, you carefully read everything because you want to know exactly what you're going to get. Amen. You almost study each and every line. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and I, and He left something behind for us. A will and a testament. That is the written word of God. Amen. For me, when I read the word of God, it's like a love letter from God to me. I can put it that way. Can I have spiritual people with me tonight? Brings me closer to God. It makes me more intimate with God. Amen. It is His words towards me. It's His words for me. That is your inheritance. Everything written in it. And He said unto them, put on for me the NIV version. And it says, He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out, they will cast out demons. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. When you pray in the Spirit, you speak to God, not unto man, as many may suppose. Many think that it's just a language. It's the language of heaven. You speak to God when you speak in the Spirit, not unto man, praying out mysteries. When you pray in the Spirit, it brings the anointing of God upon your life. It sharpens your character in the Spirit. It brings you and it makes you into the likeness, into the image, the character of Jesus Christ. Amen. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will recover. They will get well. They will be better. Amen. Now, all these scriptures show something. It shows that there is no room, no possibility for failure. But yet, many times, and I think everyone sitting here can testify to this, even myself, that many times, sometimes when we use the name of Jesus, it does not have the effect that we hope for. It does not carry power. It does not always work. And this causes people to become despondent towards God. This will cause people to lose their faith in the Word of God, sometimes even in the entire Scripture of God. Amen? But you see, the problem is not in the power of the name. The problem is not in the power of them. Let me tell you tonight that there is mighty power. There is mighty power in the name of my Savior Jesus Christ. I know exactly who my Savior is. I know exactly what my God is capable of. Amen. When I say in the name of Jesus, I know that things will happen. I know that there will be breakthrough. Amen. But many times it's not consistent. Why not? How can it be? I'm going deeper now. You might be lacking iskus, meaning that you might be lacking efficiency in the power that is in the name. You might be lacking ability that is in the power of the name. You might be lacking the ability to efficiently allow the power of God to flow through you. Amen. Ephesians 6 verse 10, it says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Finally, brethren, this is speaking of the spiritual armor. It says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Amen. For our struggle, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against what? Against the rulers, the powers, the authorities, and the principalities of darkness in high places of this dark and evil world. Listen to me. Your mother-in-law is not the enemy. Many might think that. Amen. Your mother-in-law is not the enemy. We're fighting beings without bodies from a world that is not of this world, that is unseen. Amen. It is time that we stand up in the power of God, realizing who we are, standing in the nature, the character, the likeness, the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, taking up a stand. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Again, the word might here, it speaks of iskos, God's efficiency. It speaks of God's ability. When we speak of God's might, we speak of God's muscles. We've got some seriously well-built men in this church. It's true. Who knows that if I would put a certain amount of weights down here, different weight sizes, and I call Chris and I call Miguel, I call Lawrence here, Gerard. That they will start with a lesser one, while you will get Chris that will start with a heavier one. Must probably not pick it up. They will start with the lesser one and they will pick it up. They've been efficient in that. And they will go up until the weight that they know they're comfortable with. Amen. But if you stop exercising those muscles, what do happen? If you come back after 3 months or so, you won't be able to pick up the same weight anymore because you're not consistent in training those muscles. Amen. I hope your spiritual ears are open tonight. Might here means God's ability and God's efficiency. So we need to be strong, not through our own might nor strength, but in the power of His holy might and strength. It says in Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by might, you don't have to put this on, not by might, put it on because people think I'm just speaking stuff out of my thumb. Zechariah 4 verse 6, it says that not by might nor by power, meaning not through your own power, not through your own might. Amen. Many of us try to battle and fight this war from a natural physical state, and it's exhausting. And when you come to that place where you're exhausted, you're done and you're up, and you finally fall to your knees, it's there that God says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. Iskos here refers in this, not in this verse, in this verse as well, Iskos refers to the power of the Holy Spirit. Now remember that all power is from the Holy Spirit, but there is just that one resident power that many believers lack, and that is Iskos power. I declare and I decree in the holy mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare the decree, as it is written in John 6, John 3 verse 16, that He may grant you, that He may grant each and every one of you standing in this place, that He may grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened by His Holy Spirit in your inner man. May you tonight receive the ability and the efficiency of the true living God imprinted into your very being. Amen. Ephesians 6 verse 10, finally my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It implies here that the Holy Spirit is the supplier. He is the supplier of all power. He is the supplier of Iskar's power. Iskar's power is the working of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. It is the working of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. It is through and only but by and through the Holy Spirit that you will become efficient in all the other dimensions of power. Amen. Now remember that the anointing is of God, and that the anointing is the oil of God. Let me put it this way. Remember that the anointing is the oil of God, and that the anointing is of the Holy Spirit. Who knows what the anointing is? By the raising of your hands, tell me what the anointing is. If you have stood here tonight and you felt goosebumps running all over your body, that is the anointing. It's the Holy Spirit's presence. Amen. It is a transferable, tangible substance. You can transfer it. I can give it from myself to Chris. I can transfer it to Eckhart. I can give it to Miguel. Amen. It's oil dripping from you. And you gain this through hours of consistent prayer, praying in the Spirit and spending time in the Word of God. If you want the anointing upon your life, get on your knees, get in prayer, and get in the Word of God. Amen. Many of us wants to cast out demons. We want to heal the sick. We want to raise the dead. But we're not willing to pay the price. If you want the anointing upon, I'm throwing out keys here. I hope that you guys are receiving this. If you want the anointing upon your life, get on your knees, get in prayer. Amen. And spend time in the Word of God. Not just every once in a month. Consistent time in prayer. Consistent time in the Word of God. Amen. Every single day. I love the Word of God. I love spending time in prayer. Every time I stand up and I raise my hands and I feel the presence of God, I know exactly that this is what I want. I am where I'm supposed to be. Amen. When I open the Word of God and I read scriptures and the scriptures become alive before my very eyes, like Pastor Leon said this morning, that when you read the Word, you read what's there, but you also read what's not written there. When that starts to happen, man, it stirs your spirit. You know, I love each and every one of you sitting in this place, and it is my desire that you will have what I have with God, that you will know Him in the way that I know Him, that you will start to experience Him in the way that I experience Him, that when I open His Word, that His Word is alive to me, that I cannot get enough. Like when I pray and I raise my hands, you know, we've recently, and when I've said this previously, our prayer sessions like doubled in the morning. So please go to your own cell leader. We have prayer sessions in the morning, certain mornings throughout the week where we've invited certain people. And you can ask these people that have attended how they have grown spiritually. I've even taken a few guys and I've started a new Bible reading plan. And you know, it stirred my heart when I spoke to the one person, I SMS'd him and asked, how's the reading plan going? And he said that, you know, I was doubtful at first, but when I opened the Word and I started reading, I couldn't stop. It touched my heart, hearing those words, because then I know that person is in the right place. I know he's doing the right thing. Amen. He's having intimate time with God. The Word is alive to me. Otherwise, he wouldn't enjoy it. Amen. Completely off point there. Remember that the anointing is the oil of God, and that the anointing is of the Holy Spirit. Now, Iskar's you might say, is like the anointing. It is the anointing. It lubricates every part and dimension of a believer's life so that the power of God can flow efficiently without any restraint. Amen. Now, iskos combined with the supernatural power of God. Now, I need you guys to hear this. Iskos combined with the supernatural power of God causes a supernatural explosion, a supernatural power, a explosive power, dunamis power. Amen. If you want that dunamis power to become alive in you, you need iskos. Now, it brings forth energy to the system through the Holy Spirit. It brings energy to your spirit man, your inner man. And now the name of Jesus has no blockage. It will flow and work every time because now iskos have been developed. Amen. Which brings me to my next point. I'm not going to be long tonight. I want to pray for everyone sitting here. Which brings me to my next point. How do you increase iskos in your life? Iskos is the power that relies on prayer. It relies on the word of God. And it relies on character. And it relies you to be consistent in prayer, to be consistent in the reading of the word of God, and in your character. Amen. It is the inward working power of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. It is the Holy Spirit working on the inside of you. That is iskos. Amen. Its main power comes from the character of Jesus Christ. And it's built through prayer and time spent in the Word of God. Now, I want us to look at something quickly. Put on the board for me Acts 19, verse 14 to 16. Is this okay? Are you still with me? I think I've lost a few people. Is everyone with me? Amen. Raise your hand if you're with me. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest who did so. Go on. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. You see, they thought that the power was in the sound of the name. I've seen people trying to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. The person who's just standing there. How can you go and try and heal the sick, cast out demons, if you do not even have a relationship with God? Amen? They were confused. They completely missed the point. Power in the name of Jesus is not just in the way that you call it or the name that you way that you say it. I mean, otherwise these demons would have fled. They would have been casted out, but the contrary happened. It was one man that overpowered seven others. It's really important that you imprint on the inside of your spirit the character of Jesus Christ. I cannot stress this point enough. It's done through prayer and time spent in the Word of God. Philippians 2 verse 10. It says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Philippians 2 verse 10. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now the name here refers to the Greek word anoma. Speaking meaning that it's the very character, the likeness, the image, the nature of God. That every knee should bow. At the name of Jesus Christ. At the name of Jesus Christ. The demons could not be casted out because they lacked the image of Jesus Christ. They lacked the nature of Jesus Christ. Amen. The demons could only be casted out once the character of Jesus Christ was built, first through the Word of God, and the Word of God being intensified through prayer, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. It says in Jude 1 verse 20, it says, but here, beloved, building up yourselves. Put this on the board. I love the scripture. Jude 1 verse 20. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Without the character and the likeness, without the nature of Jesus Christ, they could not cast these demons out. But listen to this. If you hear anything, I need you to hear this. Without the nature and without the character of Jesus Christ, demons do not have the command nor the rule to obey you. The sons of Sceva thought that the sound in the name of Jesus was the key, but they were deceived. They lacked the character and the nature of Jesus Christ. Amen? The previous scripture that we read, it says that Paul I know, Jesus I know, but who are you? You see, they knew Jesus. They knew Paul. Why did they compare Paul with Jesus? Because he carried the character, the likeness, and the image, the nature of Christ Jesus. When he walks into the room, it will be as if God himself walks into the room. When he opens his mouth and he speaks, it is as if God himself speaks. Do you know what you carry on the inside of you? Do you know the sound of heaven that is locked up in you will plow any spiritual ground? It will open any dimension. It will make the impossible possible. Amen. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But who are you? I declare and I decree tonight, may you be false with the character of Jesus Christ. Listen here, to such an extent that when others call out your name, when those around you speak your name, mentions your name, that demons will run and flee as they knew Paul. May they know you. May you carry authority in the Spirit. Tonight, may you move in the dimension of Jesus. I loosen that over your life in the name of Jesus. It is time that we build up ourselves in the character of Jesus Christ through prayer and in the Word. There is nothing that quite builds or sharpens your character like spending time in the presence of God. And we've spoken on this before, where we said that the more time that you spend in a person's presence, in a certain person's presence, the more like that person you will become. The more time you spend in prayer and in the Word of God, the more like God you will become. Amen? Prayer for people are few words because they use most of their words in prayer. They do not use their words discussing other people, slandering, gossiping. No, people are few words because they use their words in prayer. Amen? May you be like that, where you use your words in prayer. Be wise about this. They are not ashamed to say what the Lord has done for them. Amen? When you soak yourself in the Word, to truly understand the Word of God, reading it not like a novel, like I've said previously, but from a mindset of wanting to become more intimate with God, it will build up within you the character of Jesus Christ. And that character will consume, it will devour pride and will bring you to a place of intimacy, humbleness, humility, brokenness, where God can actually start to use you. Amen? Truly getting into the Word of God combined with prayer will ignite the energy of the Holy Spirit in you, so causing you to move in the power of His might. What I want to get through tonight is what you need to understand is that it is done through the Holy Spirit. It is done through prayer and it's done in the Word of God. Amen. Do you guys understand the power of the Iskus power and how you can get it active in your life? There's just one thing that I want to add to the Word of God, and I will be closing off with this. Ephesians 10 verse 14, again, it speaks on the spiritual armor of God, and it says that, And it says there, stand therefore, having your loins girt with a belt of truth. Now truth here is from the Greek word aletheia, meaning to be undisclosed, to be in a state of not being hidden, of being transparent. This is really important. I need you guys just stay with me one more minute. The belt of truth spoken of here is the Logos word of God, is the written word of God. Amen. If you have revelation of the belt of truth, you will have revelation of the rest of the armor. Amen. Because it is the written word of God. It says in John 1 verse 1, I need you to stay with me. It says in John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. If you read on in verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh. So the Word of God is who? Is Jesus. He's the very spoken Word of God, the manifestation of the Word of God. Amen. Jesus is God's word that was sent. He himself also said that he is the bread of life, which is the written word of God. Is spending time in the word, is intimate time spent with God, and coupled with prayer will imprint and infuse the very character, the likeness and image of God into your inner man. And the closer you move to God, the more of Jesus will be revealed through your life. His truth will cause you to become transparent, reflecting nothing but him. Let me explain it like this. It's like when you take a magnifying glass and you want to burn something, you have to accurately align that thing with the light of the sun, allowing light to come through the glass. Amen. Now light might come through, but it will not burn yet. Many believers are like that. You're accurately aligned with the presence of God, with the power of God in it, and it flows through you. But it's not been intensified yet through the word and through prayer. Amen. And through and by the Holy Spirit. So what do? You move the magnifying glass up and down until the dots on the whatever you're burning is becoming so small, so intensified, causing such an amount of energy that it causes whatever is underneath it to burn. I hope that you're hearing me spiritually now. Amen. It is like the Holy Spirit moving you. You're in prayer, you're in word. And he accurately aligns you with his perfect will. His power becomes intensified through you. His efficiency becomes intensified through you. Where the power of God flows effectively, efficiently, and consistently. Amen. Main thing is consistency. Be consistent in attending church. Be consistent in your tithes, your offerings. Be consistent in reflecting the character and the likeness of Christ Jesus. Love as he loves. Give as he gives. Show compassion and mercy as he does. Amen. Be consistent in how you deal with persecution. This will form character. Many people's characters stink. They do not have the character of Christ Jesus. Amen. Character, consistency, time spent in the Word of God, and in prayer will loosen Iskar's power over your life. A consistent person in this is a person with character. You know exactly how this person will react in any given situation. God can give that person anything to do. He knows exactly what the outcome will be because you are consistent. Amen. Now when you open your mouth and you say in the name of Jesus, things will be aligned accurately with the kingdom of heaven. There will be a flow of his power through your mouth and things will change. Things will kick into effect. Amen. Can everyone just stand?